Exciting news. Gettle is now the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
Coast to coast, nonstop action. This is the premier source for National Hockey League news, scores, highlights, and the Anaheim Ducks. It's time to Light the Lamp with Alexis Downey.
Welcome back to another episode of Light the Lamp. As promised, today I'm very happy to welcome on Lukáš Dostál, the newest world champion. Lukáš, how you doing?
I'm good, good. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks so much for taking the time today. I know it's been quite busy over the last week and a half since you got that gold medal, but I just want to talk about what it was like, that whole experience going back to it. Have you had some time to let it sink in yet?
To be honest, not really. There has been so many interview like requests and the podcast and everything. So I'm just like super busy, like every single day I'm trying to like, you know, do that stuff, but I know like I just need to take it easy finally. Mm-hmm. So some guys went to the vacation and I'm still like, because I'm with my parents right now. Mm-hmm. So it's just, I'm just trying to enjoy some time with them because soon I'm going to go to Finland because I gotta start practice and get ready for the next year because obviously the season was longer. So there's less time for practice. So I kind of got to manage it, you know, kind of rest mm-hmm. and just start practice again. But I'm start slowly like sinking it in, and you know, it's unbelievable, you know, win it at home, you know, it was a big tournament.
As far as just all these interview requests, we appreciate obviously you joining Duckstream, our home with the Anaheim Ducks here, but let's talk about that gold medal game to start, because I mean, you did it in a shutout fashion, 31 saves for you. Can you describe what that game against Switzerland was like?
Unbelievable game. I kind of thought before the game that it's gonna be very tight, and as it was. So very tight game. The Pastrňák scored a big goal for us. Honestly, I kind of tried to like the whole tournament. I was kind of trying to keep my emotions, you know, in place and not to be too excited because obviously, I don't know if the fans or you like saw the videos from the rink, like mm-hmm. people were absolutely crazy. You know, they were jumping, they were like cheering for us. So, you know, it would be very easy to kind of sleep and just enjoy it, but I was trying to kind of stay in my bubble and just focus for the puck, one puck at a time. And, you know, then when the David Kemp scored a second goal, I was honestly like, I felt like a balloon of emotions just explode like inside of me. And mm-hmm. I was just like, man, like we finally did it, you know, like mm-hmm. we're gonna win the world championships, especially at home. And I was just like, I think I was getting to the one corner, and I was getting to the another corner. I was just screaming so much. I was just so happy. And then I went back to my crease and everybody was celebrating, you know, the whole ring was celebrating. And you know, those 20 seconds, like everybody was just so like, the energy was so like electric. And I was just like, I'm just so happy that I could actually enjoy those like last 20 seconds, you know, mm-hmm. because that I could just like took a look around and just see like that everybody knew that we're going to win. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like those last 20 seconds, I remember going back to my crease before the face-off. And I was just like, I was kind of laughing. I just bent over. I was laughing and crying at the same time. That I was just so happy. So, this unbelievable game, unbelievable tournament for obviously for the Czech nation, for us. Mm. And obviously from like experience standpoint, like, you know, play with those great players against great players, you know, so mm-hmm. it's kind of nice for the resume and for the future.
You know, it's pretty amazing too that you were able to keep your emotions in check, because I feel like knowing who you are as a player, you're always very calm. So to hear that you did let some of those out at the end, I love to hear that.
Yeah, I did. As I said, it was just like, it was very hard not to like during mm-hmm. the tournament, but I was able to like manage it, which is, I'm proud of myself that I was able to do it. because obviously we played against against great teams, and you know, the fans were supporting us, but obviously there were like a bit doubts. But there's always the doubts, you know, like there were the doubts before, are we gonna do, you know, some players were nominated even though when they played in NHL, and you know, there were like the big question marks, like how are we gonna do? Mm-hmm. So you know, I guess we did well.
Yeah, just a little bit. And you mentioned the fans being so loud in that building. Did you have family and friends there to celebrate with you?
Yes, I did, especially for the final game there. I was trying to get like 30 tickets, but it was just, I couldn't get them. So I needed to like cut the people down. I was just like, I'm so sorry, but I just, you know, it's kind of hard when you need to like scratch the people. You know, you're just like, yeah, like, but they have to like prioritize someone, you know, over somebody. So like, it's never easy, but yeah, I think there were like 15, 18 people in that in the game. So they were able to celebrate it with me. And especially right after, we had our hotel was next to the rink. So right after the game, we were obviously celebrating in the locker room, and then everything moved to the hotel, the whole celebration ceremony. So, we were able to like meet our families and just celebrate over there. So that was nice.
I want to ask you too, the day prior, taking down Sweden, that was going to be a big test for you guys because, you know, they hadn't trailed in a game in the tournament until that game against your team. How much momentum did that give you into that final game, getting that victory against Sweden?
Obviously, we knew that they have a big team. We knew that they had a basically almost all-star blue line, you know. So we knew that it's going to be hell of a challenge for us. But it's very hard to describe our team chemistry. It felt like everything felt like right into the place. Mm-hmm. Everything felt like that that we work like a Swiss watch. Like it was just so good, you know. So we kind of, we didn't have any doubts before the game that we wouldn't be able to win that game. There wasn't anything like any fear. Like it was just like we just felt that we're just gonna go out there and play and see what happens. But everybody was just great that game, and I think the fans were key in that game because I felt that during that game that Swedish players couldn't like handle their emotions, the pressure, because you know. So when you score one, when you score two, when you score three, and the fans are jumping, cheering, you know, and reacting for every single moment, like it kind of gets you, you know, kind of gets you when you play against it. So so I felt that they were like almost like our sixth player on the ice. So yeah, it was a big game, and obviously Every game is different, you know. So we were obviously happy that we were able to win that game and move to the final. But we knew as well that Switzerland has a great team in the tournament. And I wasn't surprised they made it all the way to the finals because they presented themselves with great game. So and obviously in the short tournament, anything can happen, you know. So we knew it would be like a tough battle, and we were just making sure that we're gonna be ready for it because we kind of expected it would be a different game compared to Sweden. So yeah.
You mentioned just how well your team got along from the beginning. Was there a sense of belief from the start, you know, being in your home country, that you guys could go on and win that championship then?
That's what we were hoping for. But obviously, before the tournament started, we had a pre-tournament in my hometown, Brno, and we didn't do so well. But we had a wider roster, so there were still some players that didn't make it all the way to the World Championships. So the lines were changing, you know, the power plays, PKs were different. So we didn't do so well in the tournament. But for me personally, I took it as a kind of preparation because I knew that the hockey is going to be different. You know, the rink is wider. I know that I was playing here, but obviously being used to from North America, you know, you're used to the style of hockey. So the hockey is obviously a little bit different here. So it took me some time as well, like to adjust. So I took it kind of as a preparation and getting ready for the tournament. And yeah, we had I don't know, just everything just clicked to the place. It's very hard to explain. Mm-hmm. The fans were cheering for us, but and I was just wondering how everybody's going to be able to handle it, because playing in front of the home crowd, there's always the extra pressure, you know, mm-hmm. that you want to do well. There's a lot of talks in media and stuff, but it felt like we were like in the bubble for 14 days and no one really cared mm-hmm. like what's happening out there outside that bubble. And I think that was the biggest key for success.
Well, prior to the tournament, having those games, do you think that it kind of prepared you for what was to come? I mean, you ended the tournament 6-2 with your record 939 save percentage. Did you think that you were going to be the starter throughout the tournament, or was that something that you were hoping for, or how did that end up going about? Mm-hmm.
So obviously there were some talks during the season with the national team, like, mm-hmm. you know, that if I'm even like interested in national team. And I said, like, obviously it depends how the season's going to go with the Ducks, but of course I'm always like interested to represent my country whenever I have a chance. So, but I didn't know, like, honestly, what's going to be my role, because I know there was with me Peter Mrazek. I knew that there would be Karol Vejmelka. So the guys had like more experience in the NHL than I do, and they're like older as well. So I was just like, yeah, if I'm gonna be third goalie, I would still come, because it's in our home country and mm-hmm. it would be such a good experience to see it. So I didn't really know what would happen. And in Brno, I played two games and I was like, okay, well, I might start the tournament, who knows, because I got two games, and I got two games against Switzerland and Finland. Both of those teams were in our group in the World Championships. So I thought, well, maybe there's some sign from the goalie coach that I might be playing, but I still didn't know. Honestly, like during the tournament, our coach Andre Pavelec, he never told us that, like, or actually he never told me that I'm gonna be number one. So he always told me before a game, hey, you playing the next game, hey, you playing. I'm like, okay. So he never actually said that, like,
ready to go.
I'm like, okay, I'm just ready to go. So but obviously I'm just so appreciated that I had a chance to kind of experience it and play in front of the whole crowd. And you know, as I was saying before, it's I'm still 23, and you know, to kind of show to myself as well that I can handle those big games, you know, when it matters, it's important for my gain and mm-hmm. for experience. So I'm just happy for the opportunity that the coaching staff gave me.
Well, you were rewarded with your performance as well, getting best goaltender at the tournament. How was it earning some of those honors?
Unbelievable, because I remember being nine years old watching all those guys when they won 2010 World Championships. So it's been 14 years since Czech won it. So, you know, I remember we were playing it's called the McDonald Cup. Mm. So it's kind of, you play like, it's kind of the school cup where you play the soccer. So we were playing, and it all stopped and we all went to watch hockey on the big screen. So I remember, and that time I was already playing hockey, and I was saying to myself, that would be so cool to like win it. You know, that would be so cool to just like play it. And for me, when it happened so early in my career, and I was able to win it with the team we had, and especially at home, it's just great, and it's just unreal. And you know, win the best goaltender as well, it's a big honor. Mm-hmm. You know, because you never know how many times you're gonna win or what you're gonna win. You know, you always do your best, but these are the achievements that you're gonna always remember forever, for sure. Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you too about playing with Radko Gudas on your team. I mean, such an exciting thing for the two of you to share together. But what was it like getting to experience that with him?
I was telling him after the season when everything ended, and we were kind of talking to each other that if we're gonna go, when we're gonna go, you know. And when we were talking about it, we were saying that it would be so cool to win it at home. It would be just so great. Mm-hmm. And you know, me, like, he was just so important for our defense there. because he brought that toughness, especially against the USA, against Brady Tkachuk. I don't know if you saw the picture the way he was holding Brady.
Yeah. Did you guys talk about that?
Oh yeah, we did. Of course, we did. He was laughing, but I actually think that Brady gave him props after the game. That, you know, Gooden did a hell of a job for his team. You know, so
that's awesome.
You know, I know Brady plays tough, but you know, I know he can give you props as well. That, mm-hmm. You know, if you play tough back, so I respect that big time. So you know, but that was something that was so important for us, that Goody brought that toughness, you know, because obviously European hockey is a little bit different. And like US and Canada, they were playing the North American hockey, which is, you know, hard hockey, mm-hmm. You know, chip the pucks in, go for the battles, you know, play hard, always finish the checks, finish the hits, you know. So, you know, Goody, I thought that he kind of kept them in check, especially in the quarterfinals against the USA. Mm-hmm. So he was just so important for our decor. And obviously, you know, I love Goody. You know, it's just like,
yeah,
it's just like I love his family. You know, I was spending time with him in Anaheim. So winning it with him is just such a great feeling, not going to lie.
Really special for the two of you. You got to face mm-hmm. off against some other Ducks players in this tournament, Trevor Zegras, Isaac Lundestrom. Mm-hmm. What was it like playing against those guys?
Weird. It was weird.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, it was, especially Z, mm-hmm. I remember he was telling me, he was joking that he's going to score against me in the quarters. That he's going to go to the net and he's going to take the puck, like, to like piss me off. and he actually did score, but it was a goal interference because I don't know, someone ran me over, so but then he scored after, so technically he scored, but officially he didn't. But I was talking to Z, you know, he wanted to new like some spots, same with Olin Zellweger, so yeah, we were in touch, and yeah, it was kind of fun to play against them, obviously. It was, you know, they're my teammates. So, but obviously when you play those games, you just try to beat them, try to win the game, right? So, it's more a question for Goody, you know, what he would do if Z would be in the corner, if he would, like, run him over or just, like, keep it easy. I don't know.
yeah, I'll have to ask him about that.
yeah, you got to ask him, but I probably know what he's going to say.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you guys went on to have quite the celebration with a huge parade, huge celebration. There were so many people, it looked like. What was that like? Do you have any good stories from that day?
I have a good story because I don't drink much, so mm-hmm. I was sober, so a lot of guys they weren't. So yeah, there were a lot of stories. Like, it was just like, you know, being in that old square just in front of the people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of it might be a once lifetime experience, you know. So it was something I took a bunch of pictures and just to like remember it. And you know, it's just for us, for Czechs, it's such a big thing, you know, to cheer with the fans. And I had a speech in front of the fans as well. And
yeah,
it was just like so great. You could lift the cup in front of the fans, you know, just pop the champagne. And then we went to the restaurant. So there were also like the people around. So it almost felt like we were like, I don't know how to say, but it was just like there was a fence around the restaurant. So if you wanted to go out, just sit outside, you know, people were like staring at you and they wanted to like all the like signatures. So it felt like we were like a mile. We were like like in the zoo, you know, it felt like honestly, we were just like logged and the people just around, you know. Mm-hmm. And but I guess it's just part of it. But mm-hmm. and then we still went to celebrate in the evening. So that was nice. That was very nice. I don't know how long the guys were celebrating. I was celebrating the time, like right after the game and the next day. And then after that, I went home. But I know a bunch of guys still stayed in Prague for another like 2-3 days. So they were celebrating and I'm sure they were tired.
The newest celebrities of Czechia, I would think, for you guys. But in terms of getting, I mean, you mentioned how close the team was able to get through that and having the parade. But now you're going to have the chance to come back and play against some of these guys that you were teammates with. Will that be a little bit different for you when you get the chance to play them?
Definitely not. It would be probably the same thing as, you know, I played against Trevor, you know, or Isaac or Zelly. It would be the same thing, you know, like you're going to play against them and you're going to make sure that you're going to try to stop every single puck against them and not to make it easy for them. So, but obviously it's kind of the memory that kind of tied us together and, you know, we're going to be all those names and all those players, we're going to be on that cup. So we kind of made friends kind of forever, you know, kind of that group, like, it's just like, we kind of create a new, like, relationships and new friendships, and it's just like, just unbelievable. So, but obviously, if I'm going to play, and I'm going to play against some of those guys, I'm going to make it, I'm going to try to make it very hard on them.
Yeah. Well, Lukasz, one more for you before I let you go. The impact that this had on your country, have you thought about how you could be inspiring some of the next generation of hockey players at home?
100%. Actually, today as we're speaking. So I went to my school, my elementary school, and I remember going there. There was about like a 500 kids. Now it's double. It's over like over 1,000 kids. So I went there. I was trying to talk in front of my mom. As you know me, I don't talk much, but so it was more like an interview with the teacher. I was telling them the stories from the school. I was trying to, you know, inspire them to do more sports, because I feel like the kids are nowadays, they're pretty much on the, you know, iPads and watching the TV shows and the iPhones. So I was just trying to inspire them not to skip the sport classes and just, like, you know, try to be active as much as they can. So but obviously I'm just so grateful that we could kind of connect as a country, you know. And I wish these moments can come more often, that we can connect as a country and the people can be more happy and just, you know, nice to each other all the time, you know. So it had a huge impact for the country, and you know, I'm just so happy that it happened, because I remember growing up and watching all those players and, you know, being basically like idols for me, right? So this is kind of what you hope for, that the kids, that, you know, even if you're gonna inspire one kid, so it's already made a success, you know. So you just hope for, you can inspire as many kids as possible that they're gonna do sports and they just gonna do everything for, like, 100%, and just gonna do everything with love. So it's a big tournament, obviously, for us, but obviously for the country. So we can inspire a little bit that anything is possible. So,
well, Lukasz, congratulations once again. We are so excited for you back here, all of the Anaheim Ducks family, of course. And good luck with the rest of your training this summer. Soak it all in, enjoy it while you can. And before you know it, we'll see you back here.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Alexis.
And just a reminder that we have exciting news. Gettle is now the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home, Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L, we make comfort easy to spell. All right, I am thrilled to welcome on to the show now the Butcher, Radko Gudas. Goods, first off, happy birthday. A lot of celebrations for you recently, huh?
Hey, Alexis, thanks for inviting me to the show, and thank you. Yeah, it's been quite a week for me, quite 2 weeks.
That's awesome. Well, hopefully you had a good birthday yesterday, but I want to talk about the biggest celebration of them all, of course, winning gold, world championships over Switzerland. What was that game like, and just the victory from your point of view?
It was a very tight game. There was a lot of nerves, you know, there's a lot of stuff for taking. So the game was pretty defensive, and we really liked the way we played. And I thought as the tournament went on, we were better and better, and we had Lukasz playing amazingly. So that was a huge wall back there for us. And it was a great feeling to finally score that one goal and then find your buzzer when it went on. So I think it was a great memory for for the whole crew here and for the whole nation.
Did you feel like there was a sense of belief from the beginning of the tournament that your team could go on and win it potentially?
I mean, I can't say there was not belief. We just didn't really think about the big picture. We just worked our way through the tournament. It was like 6 games in 9 days, and then 2 days off, and then 4 games in 6 days. So it was a pretty hard tournament. The games come pretty quick, and the resiliency of our group gave us the belief that we can go through more games and play a tight game and don't let the other teams score. So I really like that from our group. So as the tournament went on, it was more and more belief as it came on.
How much do you feel the home crowd played a role in just giving your team some momentum throughout the tournament?
It was unbelievable. It was huge. It was like the energy you can bring from the fans and the way they were celebrating. And of course, it's the whole nation cheering for one team, you know. So Czechs are big hockey people. So that was a great, great experience to be able to play home in front of this crowd and them cheering in Czech. Czech language, you know, and jumping around. So that was pretty cool for us as hockey players. I don't think you get many opportunities to be able to play in your hometown in front of your home crowd with the full meaningful games like that. So it's very special for me and the other guys to be able to represent our country here.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I mean, you've obviously played a lot of hockey in your career, but where do you think that this victory ranks for you?
Oh, it's for sure one of the top moments, 100%. Team-wise, probably the most important one. But even personally, you know, being able to be part of this, the whole tournament and being at home. I'm born in Prague, so it was awesome for me to be able to finally play at home. I had 2 chances to play in Prague, and both of them I missed. So it was nice for me finally to get the revenge I could and play in front of, or in the home arena that I always wanted to play.
And it was really special too. I saw some photos online of your family, your kids there for you for those games. What was that like, sharing the experience?
That was awesome. They came after one afternoon game to the locker room, the kids from the team. And then at the end of the tournament, once I got through the media tunnel, I immediately saw the kids. They ran up to me. My little guy grabbed the medal right away from me and wanted to have it. So I'm really happy that they even had fun and they understood what's going on, and I believe they enjoyed it for a long time, and they're still enjoying it. Yeah, so it's still very fun too.
I was gonna say he probably loves that medal now.
Oh yeah.
Well, your father Leo was a part of the national team during his playing days. You know, he won a few bronze medals. Was he there to watch you win?
I mean, yeah, they remember still him playing, and he was there for the final game. He was there against Canada and before, and he's got 4 bronze medals from like the World Championships and other championships. So he's well decorated. And they always lost the semifinal game, so it was nice to have that feeling that we won that game and that we're going for the gold. And you know, it's the first time I probably saw him a little softer on me, you know, usually just on the grandkids. So I was happy that he's got that side for me as well.
Well, you mentioned him too, but Lukasz Dostal, a part of your team, having a really outstanding tournament. How proud of him were you in just watching the way he was able to perform throughout those games?
Well, I think it was awesome, and I did feel proud for him too, especially being in front of the home crowd, playing his calm game, giving the team some certainty and just understanding what his part is. And all of a sudden he played great first 2 great games, and he almost shut out 2 games in a row. So you know, he asked for the number one role the first 2 games with his performance, and the coaches believe in him, and it paid off. So I'm really happy that he's on our side and in NHL, that we got somebody that is like Lukasz, you know, coming young, fresh, hungry, wants to be better and wants to make our team better.
On the other side of that, you had the chance to play against a couple other Ducks players throughout the tournament. Zellweger, Lundy, all those guys. What was it like getting to face off against them? And I'm sure they might have been avoiding you a little bit in some of those games.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they knew what's going on, or what's going on my side of the ice. But it was fun to see them. You know, it was fun to see Zelly was against us in the locker room or in the arena. So I saw him even between the locker room. So it was nice to chit chat with him, send him a couple of places that they can go to have dinner. And I know he eats a lot, so hopefully he enjoyed some of the places that I sent him to. But the other guys I saw mostly on the ice, and I saw Isaac and Berno at the tournament there before. So it was nice to see them play hockey for other teams. But, you know, I'm looking forward to the season again to play with them and have the same jerseys as these guys.
Mm-hmm. Especially for Isaac. I mean, playing against Sweden in that game prior to the gold medal, that was a huge win for your team. What was that like in the sense of giving you guys some momentum to ride into that gold medal game after, you know, getting that win?
Well, I think for us, even the game before that we played against the US, we found out that we can play with anybody and then we can shut down big offensive stars like Z and other guys. It was a big belief in our group that we can do it. And we thought that Sweden never really had a tough opponent like we are this year. And they never really got tested. And we just never gave them really many opportunities to turn the puck over and use their star power on the back end. You know, they had some tremendous players on the back end. So it was hard for us to not give them enough space for them not to make moves. But our forwards played great game that night, and he was a chance to play for the gold medal, and that was huge. So I was really happy for the group that we were back there, and Lucas was again outstanding.
Radko, I want to ask you about that U.S. game because, of course, there was that photo circulating after it of you and Brady Tkachuk. Some words exchanged on the ice there?
Yeah, there were a few. You know, we're both playing the same game, both playing a rough game. You know, I thought it was pretty funny. You know, I played with his brother too, so I know he's a great man. And you know, it's the part of the role you are on the team. And yeah, that's probably what I have mostly to say with that. We never really talked about that.
Well, I just wanted to ask about it, but in also some of the other, you know, photos online. I mean, you guys had quite the parade. There were thousands of fans that showed up for you. What was that day like?
Yeah, that was one of a kind days. You know, the whole square came together. It was full. There was a lot of people wanted to see the trophy, and it's a tradition in Czech that if you win, you go to the big old time square. And I enjoyed it. You know, it was awesome to have the crowd behind us, and I thought it brought the whole Czech Republic a little bit together more than we were before. And I thought Czech Republic kind of needed that something togetherness that we were looking for last few years to get together. So I was really happy that so many people showed up and there was no issue and everybody enjoyed it and everybody really had good time out there. And I believe the players did too.
Any fun stories that you feel like you'd be able to share with us?
Fun stories that I've been able, I don't know. Nothing comes really to my mind right now.
It's all still sinking in for you, I'm sure.
No, I just can't really remember one I would share. I know I'm scared of the heights, you know that. So I never, I didn't want to. So before we went on the square, we were in the bus.
Oh.
And we tried to open the air vent, and we opened the whole door. So all the guys jumped up and started going on top of roof of the bus, and they were saying hi to fans. And I was the last guy going up there because I don't like heights, so I didn't really feel comfortable going up there. So that's probably the most fun story I can think of right now. But
yeah, I actually saw that photo too of everyone on top of the bus there. So, well, that's awesome.
Yeah, so if I'm there, it's from the last second.
Yeah, I'll have to look and see if you're in that photo or not. Uh-huh. Well, that's awesome that you were able to celebrate, you know, so much. But a part of that too was the team was invited for the opportunity to meet both the Prime Minister and the President of Czechia. I mean, what were those days like?
Mm-hmm. Those were very special moments. You know, you get to see part of the Czech Republic or part of the houses that you never see that are very highly government guarded, and where the president lives, and where he had this like audition where he takes the prime ministers and other important persons. So that was pretty cool moment for us to to join and go there, and for him to give us a speech and acknowledge us, and it meant a lot of things for us that believe in Czech Republic.
Mm-hmm. So Radko, what's next for you for, you know, the coming weeks? Anything else? I know that when I talked to Dostal, he said that they have a celebration in his hometown for him coming up, but a lot of things still left for you to do, or is it kind of settling down now?
Yeah, there's still a lot of things. I got the cup for 2 days now this weekend, so I'm doing the same thing and bringing it to the Baron, to my hometown square, and I'm probably gonna have it Saturday evening for me and the family to enjoy and have to take some pictures and enjoy the time with it. So that's for me the first few days. My wife has a concert tomorrow, so I'm gonna be watching her sing. So that's probably the next few days for me, and then slowly getting back into the routine.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Radko, so much for taking the time today. Congratulations once again. It's so awesome seeing you and Dosti win that. We are so happy for you back here in California and looking forward to seeing you in a couple months, but enjoy the summer.
Thank you so much. Great to talk to you too. Yeah, I'll see you in a couple months.
And get your home cozy with Ghetto Rejuvenation for just $129. We'll prep your HVAC for the season so you're ready to cheer on our Ducks. Call 866-671-9822 or visit Ghetto.com/Ducks. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.